Welcome back to the Mindset Podcast, brought to you by Martecture. Get into the AI marketing mindset on the go. In under 15 minutes, stay ahead with our newsletter and podcast packed with the latest in AI plus marketing. Real research, real case studies, real insights.
Real stuff.
Exactly. Real stuff.
Okay, so let's kick things off with a challenge that AdWe highlighted. Marketers seem incredibly enthusiastic about AI. I mean, over 80% feel confident about adopting it. Yet there's this significant hurdle. Many are struggling with the how. You know, how to actually put it into practice, the biggest barrier they cited, a real lack of skills and know-how.
That's a striking point, yeah. And it gets even more complicated when you hear that a full quarter of organizations report, like no specific department leading their overall AI strategy. It just creates this leadership vacuum right when you need a really cohesive approach. And it's not just a technical gap we're talking about here.
No, definitely not. It's profoundly human. AdWe points to some pretty deep-seated fears among marketers, you know, worries about becoming irrelevant, potential layoffs, and also significant concerns around data privacy, inherent bias, the ethical use of it all.
And the training piece is concerning, too. Over 20% of employees getting no AI training at all. That's significant.
It really is. So I guess if you're a CMO listening, the key insight here isn't just about being enthusiastic. Your path really involves turning that internal fear into maybe a strategic advantage. By prioritizing skills transformation and setting up robust ethical frameworks, basically turning potential resistance into a catalyst for innovation. Okay, so that's the human side. But what about the operational transformation? You know, how AI changes the actual work. Martech had some critical insights there. It seems generative AI is becoming really central to things like campaign orchestration, insight generation, managing operations.
Yeah, this article really shifts the conversation, I think. For senior leaders, it's moved past, should we use AI? It's now, okay, how do we scale it responsibly? How do we align it with business outcomes? Mm. What's fascinating is the call for this fundamental rethink. Tools, talent, process design, governance. Kind of like what the cloud did for IT departments, maybe?
That's a good parallel.
And a really crucial observation they make. Map out your processes before you integrate the tools. Seriously. Otherwise, AI just... Well, it amplifies any existing messiness or inefficiencies.
Right. Garbage in, garbage out, but faster.
Pretty much. They suggest the ideal candidates for AI are those high-volume, rule-based workflows. Think lead scoring, content personalization, that sort of thing. Which raises an important question. How do you actually achieve engineered performance, you know, predictable, high-impact results, without doing that system thinking first?
Good point. And this professionalization of marketing ops means new roles are popping up too, right?
Yeah.
We're seeing things like AI ops engineers, prompt librarians.
Yeah.
Roles designed to elevate the human work, make it more strategic, more about orchestration.
Exactly. And these AI tools, they can't just float out there on their own. They need deep integration into the core MarTech stack, your CRM, MAP, CDP, BI tools.
So everything talks to each other for actionable insights and seamless orchestration.
Absolutely. And governance. You can't forget governance. Without robust AI governance, you risk big problems. Stuff like AI making up facts, hallucinated claims, or putting out messaging that's totally off brand.
Which could be disastrous.
Right. So you need clear policies, rigorous content QA, maybe cross-functional councils to oversee it. Now, the upside is potentially massive. Deeply invested orgs, they're seeing impressive returns, sometimes up to $10.30 back for every dollar spent. And campaign ROI is up 10-20%. And it's a big, but only 49% of marketers can actually measure the ROI from AI right now.
Wow. Okay. So the CMO takeaway from MarTech seems to be about strategic system thinking, focusing on process redesign, developing these new AI enablement roles, ensuring that seamless tech integration, plus strong governance, and crucially measuring that engineered performance to prove the value.
You got it. It's about orchestration.
Okay. Let's shift gears to Forbes. This one introduces a really compelling, maybe slightly futuristic idea, AI agents, basically tireless, efficient colleagues joining human teams. They even float this idea that a manager's value might soon be measured by how many digital workers can you manage?
It does sound a bit sci-fi, but it's becoming reality. It's a paradigm shift. Now, these agents, they can plan and execute some remarkable things. But, and this is key, they're only as good as their data and instructions. They completely lack human nuance, empathy, any grasp of, you know, office politics or subtle context.
Which raises a big question for leaders then. Where do you draw the line?
Exactly. That's the critical judgment call.
So leaders need to get really good at distinguishing tasks. What's ideal for an agent? Maybe repeatable structured stuff like routine emails versus What absolutely needs a human touch? High-stakes communications, ethical calls.
Right. And this really impacts middle managers, too. Their roles could shift quite a bit. Maybe less project coordination, more core strategic work, which means reskilling is essential. It's not just about productivity gains. It's prepping people for this truly hybrid future.
Definitely. And Forbes includes a critical warning, too. These AI agents, they aren't perfect. They can hallucinate, make things up, or be trained on bad data.
Yeah, the article quotes someone saying, essentially, don't take anything as the truth. Check the answer and check the data.
Mm.
Constant monitoring is just non-negotiable. You have to prevent bad outcomes from misinformation or what they call agentic misalignment.
Agentic misalignment. Yeah, sounds serious. Like the AI going rogue.
Sort of. It's when it acts against its intended purpose or your brand guidelines, a real risk. So for CMOs, managing these agents effectively demands a new leadership mindset, understanding AI limits versus human judgment, delegating strategically, proactively reskilling teams, and implementing really rigorous oversight to ensure accuracy and manage those risks.
Okay, so wrapping this all up, what's the big picture for marketing leaders listening? Across Adweek, MarTech, Forbes, it seems abundantly clear. AI isn't just another tool dropped into the mix. It's forcing a fundamental shift in structures, skills, leadership, everything.
Yeah, the common thread really seems to be this undeniable need for strategic partners, partners who bring that system thinking, that robust orchestration capability, and deep AI enablement expertise, because that's how you'll actually engineer performance in this new era. You can't just wing it.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's about being deliberate and strategic.
Absolutely. And maybe a final thought for you to ponder as you navigate this transformation. Think about your own marketing organization structure right now. Which part is most primed for AI augmentation? And maybe just as importantly, which cultural shift do you think will be the hardest to actually navigate with your teams?
Interesting questions to leave us with. That's all the time we have for this deep dive. This episode of the Mindset Podcast was brought to you by MarTecture. Get into the AI marketing mindset. On the go. In under 15 minutes, stay ahead with our newsletter and podcast packed with the latest in AI plus marketing. Real research, real case studies, real insights.
Real stuff.
Real stuff.
See you next time.